Now time for a Cyclone Insider with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. Well, they got the place rocking last Saturday in a huge win to get another conference victory over the Arizona Wildcats. And, it was one of those games where, Carson Hansen has been good this season, but he really kind of, in my opinion, had one of his most solid games of the year at running back. Was it kind of good to see a lot of the different parts of the offense really get rolling, especially the ground game last week?
Yeah, I think that was a big part of why Iowa State had success, is that they stayed balanced. They had 39 carries, I believe it was, in the game. You want to get right up around that 40-carry mark as a team. It helps chew up some clock. It helps to keep your defense off the field. Especially against a high-scoring Arizona team. It also allows you to do the trick plays that you do. If you don't have the propensity to run the ball, then you don't get that Benjamin Bramer pass to Brett Eskelson to work. The defense doesn't bite up because they don't respect the run. And so I think it's all part of the big picture, and it's what Matt Campbell consistently calls complementary football. And I think we saw the offense, defense, and special teams all kind of complement each other very well in that game. It was a great example of that, and I don't think anybody saw it coming for Iowa State to win by 25. That was a very impressive performance against a team that came in undefeated. So, really good win for the Cyclones to get to 5-0.
Yeah, John, and Iowa State kind of had a little bit of the injury bug there in that game this past Saturday, but really, especially there on the defensive side of the ball, but really you look at what John Haycock was able to do. Arizona really not all that effective running the ball, even with Noah Fifita there, aside from that one early run from Mahdi. But what does that say about John Haycock, that he's able to adapt no matter who's in the game?
Yeah, it says a lot. I mean, he's very good at that, and that's why Iowa State plays a lot of people, because there ultimately are going to be injuries, and they play two guys at just about every position, and so those guys are ready when the number's called. Now, unfortunately, you've lost now two all Big 12 preseason cornerbacks in Jontez Williams and Jeremiah Cooper. That's a huge blow. You can't sugarcoat that. Those are two of the best players in the conference, and they're both out for the season. So other guys are going to have to step up at corner, but, Trey Bell has really done that. He's been terrific and doing a great, great job in his first year in the program after transferring in from Lindenwood. So they feel great about him. And then Quentin Taylor has played a lot lately, and he's going to step up as the other starter. You hope to develop some depth behind those two guys. But that depth is being tested right now at the cornerback position, just like it was at the linebacker position a year ago. But I thought Arizona abandoned the run too quickly. I thought Mahdi was pretty effective early in the game, and I thought they should have stuck with the run game more. But when they got down 22-0, it's kind of like, well, let's just throw it every down. And Fifita ended up with 45 throws. And I think when you get away from that kind of balance where you keep the defense guessing a little bit, it makes it a lot easier for the defense to kind of pin its ears back and come after the quarterback. And that's what Iowa State did.
Well, we'll see how the next man up will work this week, because the secondary is going to have to be pretty good this weekend going against Brendan Sorsby, who's kind of taken a step ahead this year. He's thrown 10 touchdown passes, only one pick. He's only taken one sack. The offensive line has been pretty good. He's leading the team in rushing as well. And I've been kind of impressed by him. He got in a shootout last week against Kansas. How much do you think it'll help? Or, I would just have to think that the defensive line and linebackers are going to have to get some pressure on Sorsby for the Cyclones to kind of be able to shut Sorsby down in this game. Is that kind of your feeling, too? It starts up front?
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. You definitely want to get pressure. That would help a ton if you could, but you also don't want him taking off and running. He rushed for 140 yards against Iowa State last year. And they did a great job against him throwing the football, but I couldn't agree with you more. He's really improved as a thrower. I think he's going to be an NFL quarterback. He has all the tools, great size, great speed, great accuracy throwing the football, and some really good weapons around him. And so they've only allowed one sack as an offensive line so far, so it's been hard for teams to get pressure. I don't know. It's going to be a real test for Iowa State defensively. I think this is a league that is full of great quarterbacks, far better than any other league in terms of top-to-bottom depth of great quarterbacks. And this is one of them, and you know, I think the offense is going to have to be sharp and keep that defense off the field. It could be a little bit higher scoring game, but I'm really impressed with Sorsby. And Iowa State did a good job of making him one-dimensional last year, taking away the pass and making him run the football. And I think if they can do that again, one way or the other, either make him a thrower or a runner, but not both, it improves their chances. But that's really, really hard to do. And Cincinnati's had a great balance with its offense. So this is going to be a real test for Iowa State. They're an underdog. You know, if they win, I think it'll be their best win of the season to date.
Yeah, that is for sure. 11 o'clock is kickoff. Pregame show gets going at 9. We hope you have a great call from Cincinnati on Saturday. John, thanks for the time this morning.
Yep, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.